city, the house of God. I want to ask the newcomers, I just want to say welcome first, and I want to tell you, hold on to your seat, for God is going to do something extraordinary again in this place. We are privileged. We are a privileged church to experience the move of the Spirit of God for a year. We are now busy with this church for a year, and look what the Lord has done. Come, I said, look what the Lord has done. He's a good God. So I want to ask you, just quickly high five somebody and just say to them that you are in for a ride. God is here. And as you take your seat, I want you to give Jesus a shout and say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Come on, you can do better than that.
I'm ready.
One more time. Hallelujah, praise God. So I'm so excited to stand before you today and just quickly recap on what happened last week of our breakthrough conference. There's so many miracles that happened. I heard this morning we were praying for a lady who the doctor said she's busy dying, they can't do anything for her. We prayed for her, she's out of hospital. Jesus is good, hallelujah. And there's that precious man that came out of that wheelchair, who remembered, he came to testify. So many things happened in this place. So many people, breakthrough, financial breakthroughs, job interviews, new jobs. I can't even explain to you what God has done. Increases at a workplace, debt cancellation. Oh, there's so many things that happened. People, I can't explain to you what God is up to, because there's no words to explain this to. A woman told me, she was here in the breakthrough conference, and she couldn't pay for her child's varsity. She said, and there's no way that they could have done it. She came here and she trusted the Lord. And then the Monday, she had they received a bursary that paid everything in full. That's my kind of Jesus. It pushes you into favor. Now, before we're going to get to the message, I want to ask you, what's impossible for my Lord? Let's try that again. What's impossible for my Jesus? There's nothing impossible for him. Come on, I said, there's nothing impossible for my Jesus. Now, you will notice in this place that I will use his name a lot. That's the name which is above every other name. Amen? That name is Jesus. So for those of you who came for healing, I'm no healer. The healer is Jesus Christ. And if you put your focus on him this morning, he can heal you in your seat. Who believes that? Come on, if you believe it, give him a shout of praise. Now, I felt led by the Spirit of God to continue on the Holy Spirit. Who's excited about that? You see, so many people don't know the Holy Spirit, don't know the move of the Holy Spirit, don't know him as a person. And last week I've touched on the gifts, I've touched on the power gifts. The power gifts is very important for the body of Christ, especially in the days we are living in. Listen, long gone is the day where we have a minute service, half an hour service, a feel-good message. Long, it's over. All right, I'm going to speak to people on that side. That days are over. We need a fresh encounter from the Holy Ghost. Come on, we need fresh fire to fall afresh on us. Is somebody listening to me in this place? We need the Holy Ghost to move like he's never moved before. We need acts coming alive again. Come on, I said we need acts coming alive again. This is what we need. A church invited me to go and preach, and they said to me that this is the catch. They only used to a half an hour service. So I have to go and preach and pray for the sick, but everything must happen in half an hour because people are not used to having. And I said, my God, where is the Holy Spirit in this? This is not a social club. This place belongs to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come on. Is somebody listening to me? This is holy ground. And we need, in the final move that we're in, we need the move of the Spirit of God like we've never seen him move before. If you believe it, say amen in this place. Now, I want to read you a scripture. I want you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. That's what I'm going to read to you, and then I'm going to explain. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Can you get it on the screen, please? Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. The scripture says that when Jesus, before we're going to read it, just look at me. Please keep it on the board. Don't take it away. Who remembered when I taught on when Jesus went into the Jordan, they baptized him, and he came out of the water, and a voice spoke. What did the voice say? This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. The father spoke and he said, this is my son. This is my son. I've called him. I've anointed him. Come on. This is my son. Please say this. This is my son. The father said it. He said, that's my son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove and he remained on him since. Now, Matthew goes on. It says, After Jesus was baptized, this happened after Jesus was baptized. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Have you read what it said? Please. This comes out of the New King James Version. You can read it. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit. Who led Jesus in the wilderness? I can't hear you. Who led Jesus in the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. What people need to understand, the minute the Holy Spirit takes charge over your life, things happen. What happens? Well, first of all, he changes you into another human being. He makes you bold. Come on, I need to speak to somebody in this corner that will hear that the Holy Spirit, when he touches you, the Bible says the righteous is as bold as a lion. Please say with me, the righteous is as bold as a lion. Now, I want you to say this boldly, the righteous is as bold as a lion. So the Holy Spirit makes you bold. He changes you into another human being. Listen, when people see you, the countenance changes. This is why when Stephen preached Jesus, they were so angry at him, they gnashed on their teeth. Have you noticed when people see you? Wave at me quickly. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It's not because of you. It's the Spirit of God. Come on, this. In me, there's a power at work greater than any power of darkness. So the Bible says Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. I want you to hear me right now. The Holy Spirit will never lead you into any battle without giving you the victory first. I need to say this again. The Holy Spirit will never lead you into any wilderness or any battle without giving you the victory first. Before Jesus was tempted by the devil, the Holy Spirit already secured his victory. Is somebody listening to me? There's nothing, if you're born again, Spirit-filled, there's nothing Satan can do to bring destruction to your life. Whatever he meant for your destruction, Jesus will turn around for your good. Is somebody in this house? Come on, somebody in this place. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And the same Spirit that was on Jesus Christ, the same Spirit that led him in the wilderness, kept him while Satan was attacking him. And if you take note what Satan said to him, Satan said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, and this is the reason I say this, if you are the Son of God, turn the rocks into bread. God the Father spoke, he said, this is my Son. What does Satan come? If you are. It's because Satan always attacks the identity. The minute you miss who you are in the Spirit. Now, I don't care who you are in the natural. I care who you are in the Spirit. The minute you miss who you are in the Spirit, this is when Satan attacks. If you are the Son of God, he is the Son of God. Now, I want to help you understand something, and I'm going to teach you in this place this morning. If you are living in the 21st century, all right, who's living in the 20th century? I just want to make sure I'm with the living. Okay, right place. You will see, I prophesied this before, I say this again. People in today's life will take everything that's truth and say it's false. And everything that's false, they will say that's truth. Because people are deceived. Come on, let's just say it as it is. People are deceived. If anything happens, they blame the pastor. If the cat is pregnant, it's the pastor's fault. Really? Wave at me if you know what I'm talking about. This is pastor. Hi, pastor. Because Satan hates the power that's on your life. So what Satan is doing, when the Holy Spirit anoints you, when the Holy Spirit anoints you, Satan will try to destroy you. He will try to take your name and give you a bad name and spread rumors and lies. Come on, I'm speaking to people who knows what I'm talking about. People lie about you. They backstab you. They wrongfully accuse you. Come on, I'm speaking to the right crowd in this house this morning. But fear not. No matter what Satan attempts to do, the Holy Spirit that leads you into that desert will lead you out of that desert. And there's nothing that Satan can do about it. Come on, if somebody believes that, give Jesus a shout of praise in this house. There's nothing that the enemy can do to keep you out. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say this to you. The reason why Satan, and can I get serious with this? Can I call a spade a spade? People that lie about you, backstab you, Skinner, they've got a demon. It's a demon. It's a demon. You know, I was attacked on social media this week like crazy. I had a guy, and other people's gonna say, "You, how can this guy do this?" I'm gonna show you why I can do this. This guy made a mockery out of his prostate, a mockery. And he slandered the Spirit of God. He slandered the ministry. The things that he said about his prostate, it was sickening because there's people really dying up with that. And he sinned against the Holy Spirit in the same message. And you know what? I said, "Father, he mocked you. The sickness that he mocked will come over him this week in Jesus' name." How can you say that? Well, they mocked Elisha and bears came out of the wood and killed them. They lied to you, and in the innocence of fear, lied to the Holy Spirit. They dropped dead. They were taken out. Come, I'm speaking to somebody in this house. Is somebody listening to me? You know, can I just say this? Demons recognize authority. Demons recognize power. Is somebody listening? The demons said that we know Paul and we know Jesus, but who are you? Amen. They recognize the authority and the power. This is why when it comes to casting out of demons, that they have to submit to somebody that walks in authority. Please say authority. So they know authority. Demons never ever told Jesus that he's from the devil. Not one scripture can you say that demons say that Jesus is of the devil. No, it was men that said he was of the devil. Demons said, "You are the Son of God." That's what demons said. Demons recognize. Come on, please say hallelujah if you hear me. Demons recognize the authority. They said, "You are the Son of God. Have you come to punish us long before our time?" But the Pharisees, the religious spirit, the religious people, this is why the Bible says that in the last days they will have the form of godliness, but they will deny the power. Stay away from them. Come on, this is what the Bible says. So do you know what? Demons recognize as authority, while some Christians are as blind as bats. Come on, somebody hear me. Demons will not ever say what Christians are saying. And you have to be careful what you say, because what you say will come back to you. Oh, there's a hefty penalty for what you say. Come on, do you know how many times I've read last night about a great man of God who had death threats? So I ticked it off on my list. Okay, death threats. I'm not the only one. Hate mail. Oh, you too. Okay, hate mail. Yeah, we have received death threats, hate mail. I was threatened with my life in this nation, nations across the ocean. My wife and I, and our children, come on, we've been through it all. We've been through it all, accusations. And you know what, when people can't get what they want, is when people will start to badmouth. But it's not because of you. The battle is not personal, it's because of the anointing upon your life. And when you go through these things, now, I want to speak to somebody. Better hear me in this house. I'm preaching to somebody now. You see, this is the difference in the times that we are living in, where God is differentiating, and he's sifting, and he's taking the remnant, and he's taking the hypocrite. The hypocrite looks good in prosperity, but in time of persecution, they run away. Where's the remnant and where's the hypocrite? The hypocrite serves God when everything is good, but the minute the attack is there, I'm running for the hills. Amen, somebody? Many people will follow Jesus to Mount Olives, but will never follow him to Mount Calvary. And those who are spirit-filled will follow him to Mount Calvary. Come on, you'll be crucified with him. You will not beat. Oh, come on, somebody. I want somebody to jump to their feet and say, "Lord, I'll go to Calvary with you. I will go to Calvary with you as long as I have the anointing on my life." Come on, I want people to shout, "Lord, use me." Come on, you can do better than that. Lord, use me. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a shout of praise before you take your seat. So the Bible says when Jesus was led into the wilderness, the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness. Satan tempted him, and the same Holy Spirit led him out of the wilderness again, and his ministry started. He was doing great exploits. And while he was doing the great exploits, people came against him. You know, even his own spoke against him. Now, the reason why Satan uses this, and this is just a fact. It's a fact. If somebody is bad-mouthing you for whatever reason, it's because they are an agent of Satan. The reason why Satan is using people against churches is for the simple fact, your level of breakthrough comes through the level of people that influences you. Is somebody hearing me? So what does Satan do? Satan takes the person that influences you and he uses people against them. Come on. To give him a bad reputation. Because Satan knows when you're attacked or attached to me, you're going to change. I'm going to throw you this side. Satan knows if you're attached to me, you're going to change. Amen. You can't be the same. Amen. And Satan hates it. Satan hates it. We know when Peter denied Christ, he denied him 3 times. Who remembered that? Who remembered? Peter denied him 3 times. He said, Lord, I will die with you. And when it came, when persecution came, he was one of them that said, I do not know him. But when the Holy Spirit came upon Peter, after Peter repented, do you know what happened? 3,000 were saved. Amen. 1,000 for each time he denied Jesus. Oh my God. Oh, you haven't heard me. He denied him 3 times. Satan wanted to use Peter to deny the Son of the living God. And do you know what Satan thought? Satan thought, this guy has got it. Oh, this guy is going to be kicked out. The Lord is going to turn his back on him. But when the Holy Spirit empowered him, what Satan meant for destruction, God turned around for his good. And 3,000 were added to the church. Come on, we are living in the times. Pastors, churches around the world, hear me. When persecution comes, know that growth is coming to the house of God. Hallelujah. I'll say it like it is. There was types of anointing in the book of Acts that you can see. The first type of anointing, I've touched on this before. It was a leprous anointing. People came to the Lord, and you know what? It's when you start off, people mock you. It's a mocking. They mock the disciples. They mock them. Look at these men, untrained. They can't even speak, man. What are they going to do? Come on, do you know what I'm talking about? Wave at me if you know what I'm talking about. All because of the gospel's sake. Now, if you go on to Google, if you're a preacher, you'll be attacked. If you're not attacked, Satan is happy with you. If people do not speak bad about you, Satan is happy. I want to tell you a quick story before I'm going to go on. Something happened here. We have a water issue, a water bill issue here, all right, with the church. So we had to get people out here. I didn't know the guys here. So Tinus and them were here, and I was on the phone with somebody. So I was walking around, speaking on the phone, and I looked up and I saw this big guy standing and speaking to Tinus. So, Tinus and Tinus. And so I was walking closer to hear who this guy is, because I just suddenly appeared here out of nowhere. And so I overheard that he's from the water. And I said to the person on the phone, I said, I'll speak to you just now. I put down the phone and I said, can I just ask you a quick question, sir? And he flipped. This guy flipped. I looked at Dustiness, and he looked at me, and we laughed. I said, what? Did I miss something? And this guy, he didn't want to speak. I'm cutting off your water. And he runs, getting in his car, and bang, he's gone. And I sat back. I thought, what? Yeah. What? What? Is it my face? I thought maybe my face is dirty. Maybe it's my shoes. I don't know. And when God sat me down, whenever you are filled with the Holy Ghost to the overflow, you bring conviction into people's lives. It's not your face. Your face is not the problem. It's the spirit that you carry on the inside that they cannot contain. This is why they had to crucify Christ. They didn't crucify Jesus because they didn't like his face. They crucified him because of the truth that came out of his mouth. They crucified him, come on, because he was filled with the Holy Ghost and he was different. If you want to be accepted, be like this world. If you want to be rejected, be different. Be like God created you to be. Come on, somebody. And change the world upside down. This is the hour that we are living in. They will mock you. People will mock you. But this is not the hour now. The hour now, I'm coming to that hour. Secondly, in the book of Acts, what happened? They threatened them. If you speak again in his name, we're going to kill you. And you know what Peter said? We just want to make something straight. Whether we have to be more obedient to God or to man, you decide. But we will be more obedient to God than to man. And you see, this is the problem, saints of God. This is the problem. When we lose focus, we lose the anointing. We are so worried about pleasing everybody that we hurt and grieve the one who's supposed to be pleased. Hallelujah! And the third anointing, and this is where we're at now, is the anointing they started fearing the disciples. And you know what they started fearing them? It's because of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord gripped them. You see, when the fear of the Lord comes upon a man's life, people around you are being impacted and they see there's something else. You see, I want to tell you that the thing that you need this morning is just the touch of the Master. When he touches you and the fear of the Holy Ghost starts to grip you, your house changes. Your situation changes. Come on, the people that you influence changes. Listen, wherever you go to cities and towns, you will influence cities and towns. You will change nations upside down. People will desire what you have upon your life. Come on, if somebody's in this house, I want you to jump to your feet and shout. Come on, I want you to shout until shackles falls. Come on. Hypocrites can never sail stormy weather. We need to be spirit-filled in this day and this hour. The life of the Spirit is the life of power. Come on, somebody, I want you to shout, the life of the Spirit is the life of power. I've said this to many people, say to me, Vessel, I want to have the healing anointing or the healing ministry, and that's great. But you know what many people miss on the healing anointing and the healing ministry is the attacks that comes with it. Listen, the biggest attacks in today's society is when people pray for the sick. Just because somebody's got faith and a relationship with God to command those cancer cells to dry up and be gone in the name of Jesus doesn't mean God is still not, is not healing. He is in the healing business. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will still heal forever. Google better hear me. He'll still heal. He will never change. He's not going to change because our opinion is that he's not a healer. He's a healer. Woo! Woo! There we go. He's a healer. He's a healer. The Holy Spirit, the same one that led him in the desert, is still alive today. And he's still all powerful and he's still almighty. Who believes that? There's a social media page or website that attacks preachers. And they had a video of me on the the front page. And I was reckoned of great men of God. I thought, wow. One of them messaged me, said, welcome to the club. But the funny thing is, I was on the front page, my video, I was praying for a woman, and God opened the ear. And what I did, I fell on my knees, lifted my hands, I said, thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. That's on the video. And they say, Satan is using this man. Hallelujah. And they said, this church is a sect. It's a sekte kerk hierdie. Dis die beste sekte kerk wat jy in Gauteng gaan kry. You can't nie 'n sekte kerk wees as jy net Jesus preek nie. Come on, somebody. You preach Jesus and him crucified and they still call you a sect. What's wrong with the world? Let me tell you what's wrong with the world. Satan hates the power that's in the body of Christ. And we will not stop. I say we will not stop. We will not stop. We'll take territory. We'll bring down kingdoms. Come on, if you believe it, jump on your feet and give him a shout of praise in his house. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just giving you facts. When the Holy Spirit starts to use you, people will hate you. Is somebody listening to me? People will hate you. When you were part of the religious clan, people liked you. But the minute he touched your heart and he changed you, he turned you upside down, people don't like you no more. Because now you're different. You speak different. I'd rather want to be different. I want to speak different. I want to look different. Come on. The only desire I have is him. Oh, Rabashiki, Mundro, Mundri, man. That's all I want. I don't want to be part of this world. Come on, somebody. I don't want to be part of this world. Hallelujah. 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 I'm different. I'm not like this world. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. So Satan tries to get your attention on criticism and what people think and what people say. And you lose focus on what God has called you to do. You are not called to please people. We are not hirelings. Preachers, we are not hirelings. Come on, we are servants of the Most High God. And we preach what He wants us to preach. Hallelujah. Please, if you're not part of a church, if you're part of this church, you'll know in this place, I would rather offend you with the truth. Amen. If you're still hopping around churches, get a church where the truth is being preached with the backing of the Holy Ghost, with power. Amen. That changes you. That changes you. I had people that spoke to me during the week. The one guy said to me, he said, listen, I came here for the first time. When you opened your mouth, you convicted me. I said, so why are you here? He says, I need to change. I can't be the same again. I said, that's good. That's what we want. We want people to experience Holy Ghost on a next level, on a next dimension. Come on, because He is the Spirit of... Do I have time? A little bit more time? Do I have 5 more minutes? I've seen it last night. You know, when you start to know the Holy Spirit, there's no man like Him. I said, there's no man like Him. And I've seen in the scriptures, this. You know, there's a reason why people hate it when the Holy Spirit starts to move. You know, in the scriptures, the Bible speaks about the 9 gifts. Who knows that? And the 9 fruits. But did you know that there's 9 symbols of the Holy Spirit in the Bible? 9. 9 symbols. I've touched just on 3 of them. I spoke to you about the dove, the water, a little bit, and the fire. Who remembered that? But you know, there's 9 symbols of the Holy Spirit. 9 symbols that the Bible speaks about. That's powerful. And every single one of the symbols is a character trait. And when you know the Holy Spirit, His character becomes yours. Amen? And He changes you. This is why the attacks are so severe. The attacks is so severe in that final hour because Satan knows his time is short. I'm going to try you this side. You know, we don't want to hear that Jesus is coming back. If we don't preach that He's coming back, we're preaching a false gospel. He said, the way you see me go, I'll come back. I'll return. I'll return. Hallelujah. And people say, well, we don't believe in the rapture because we're not going to live in heaven. No, we're not going to live in heaven. We're going to live here. The Bible says the New Jerusalem comes down. Amen? But we're not part of this world. We're just passing through. Somebody listens to me. We're just passing through. Amen? And this is the reason why the attacks is so severe. Because Satan knows his time is short. Listen, you can never, and I'm going to touch now on the 9. You can never, ever, ever get people to Christ unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Come on, unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. My wife and I, we made a decision. This year, I'm going to preach in every single town of South Africa. Every single town across the 9 provinces of South Africa. We're going to preach this gospel with signs and wonders following. Getting people to Jesus Christ like never before. Sundays I'll be here, don't worry. Okay, we're going to preach during the weekend. Get people saved. Come on, I want you to shout hallelujah. But not without the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must infect your life. Hallelujah. Quickly, fire, oil, light, a dove, cloud, a seal, water, wine, wind. That's how the Holy Spirit is being displayed. Amen. Right through the scriptures. I want to touch on two. I want to touch quickly on the oil. Remember when the Bible says that we have to apply the oil. When somebody's sick, you can apply oil. And when you touch them and you pray for them, sickness will leave them. Amen. But in the oil, in the Old Testament, you will see that kings were anointed before they took office. They were anointed for office. Priests were even anointed. Prophets were anointed. And that's a sign of authority. So one of the character traits of the Holy Spirit, he is in full authority. This is why the Bible says, and I'm going to touch on wine secondly, and now people are going to, the Holy Spirit is being spoken about as a symbol of wine, and I'm going to tell you why a symbol of wine. So oil and wine, please say oil and wine. Come on quickly, oil and wine. So the oil is when the Holy Spirit touches you and he anoints you. This is the thing that people don't understand. I have never chosen the ministry. The ministry chosen me. God chose me. I never woke up one morning and said, I've got a brilliant idea. I am the one least to be able to preach. Ek is skaam, teruggetrokken, kort. Oh, I had to. I never thought, why would God? Well, this is the key. He chose me. I didn't wake up one morning and this is why Paul says, woe is me if I do not preach this gospel. Woe is me if I do not preach this gospel. Vessel to brain is created to preach Jesus and him crucified. This is why I'm alive and I'll do this preaching. Even if Jesus doesn't come back in our lifetime, if I'm 90 years old, what will I do? I'll be preaching. Come on, I'll be in your face, in your business. Come on, with the fire of the Holy Ghost. So for you that waits until Vessel gets to 90, because then he's going to quiet down. No ways. Not of the Holy Ghost. I said not of the Holy Ghost. Oh, at 90. Daar gaan die krikke wees nie, broer. Geen rolstoele nie. Gaan myself inhelp en myself uithelp. Hallelujah. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he anoints you for authority. Suddenly there's authority on you. And when the authority comes, Satan hates it because he recognizes authority. Somebody hearing me? The Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit as a sign of oil. Oil is a sign of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Secondly, it speaks about wine. The Holy Spirit, Jesus spoke about the new wine that will come. Who remember that he said that you cannot take old wineskins and pour new wine. It's not going to work. Amen. So he spoke about the Holy Spirit that's coming. Even when Jesus made water into wine, the wine that Jesus made wasn't the wine that was intoxicated or get people drunk. That's not the truth. If you look at the scripture, if Jesus made wine for people to get drunk at, he was a sinner. Couldn't die on the cross for me and you. The Bible says he was a Nazarene. A Nazarene was never supposed to touch wine, nor strong drink. The Bible says if you're a stumbling block to your brother, it's sin. So if Jesus gave out wine, imagine there was an alcoholic at the wedding. Jesus gave him wine. He was a stumbling block. Then Jesus was supposed to go to hell with that guy. Amen? So if you study the original Hebrew language, when I was in Israel, the guy explained this to me. Now, this is a powerful thing. It's our translation says wine, but it's not what the original language says. It says juice, fruit juice, grape juice. And this is why I'm going to say, a little bit of Holy Ghost is better. There's a reason why the Bible says, do not be drunk with wine, wherein there is excess, but, and wow, my God, here's the revelation. He says, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Do you know why he says that? Do you know why he says that? Because people, alcoholics out there, if there's an alcoholic in this church, we love you with the love of God. And by the power of His Spirit, He will touch you this morning and set you free. But the reason why people run to alcohol is because there's a void in them. Do you hear me? There's a void in them. This is why Peter said, do not be drunk with wine, but the thing that you require, the thing that you desire, the thing that is void in, is you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the word wine, you know what it symbolizes? This is why the Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit as wine. It symbolizes two things, boldness and joy. Who have noticed when people are drunk, they're joyful? Anybody in this swipe card, I put all this. The friendliest mens is by a drunk party. And I know I'm offended. If I'm offending people, it's not me. It's your sin inside of you. I'm not stepping on toes. I'm preaching truth in this house. Amen. And listen, if you're offended, this church is not for you. I'm sorry. I'm going to say this with all the love in my heart. If you're offended with the truth, this church is not for you. I'm not here to please people. I'm here to set people free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And it's not just about drunk. Listen, there's people that eat and eat and eat and don't stop eating. They also got a problem. I'm not picking on people that's drinking. Amen? I'm teaching you what the Bible is saying. He says, I know the desire you have, but rather be filled with the Holy Spirit, because the same joy and the same boldness comes when you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Bold. A drunk guy is the strongest and the most beautiful guy alive. And I weet alles. She's over here for a drongo. Can I ask you a question? Let's just be blunt about this. If Jesus says, and you know, God is my witness, I didn't plan on saying this. This is why I know the Holy Spirit is here. He makes me say things that I don't really like to say. If Jesus made alcohol for you to drink, why would he say in the same verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 also speaks about it, that drunk people never get to heaven? Why? Then he's a hypocrite. Then he's a schizophrenic. If Jesus says, do not be drunk with wine, he says, give strong drink to those. Maar myself to ask him, say, drink a doppie. He says, be filled with the Spirit continuously. Because joy comes. This is why the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He gives you the oil of joy. Come on, the oil of joy. So you don't need to be like this world. And I know, the 21st century, ek glo my. My eie dokter het my gesê, hoorie, drink jy 'n wynkie? Ja, new wine. Sê, maar is goed vir die bloed. Sê, listen, I've got a new DNA. I've got something better for blood. His blood sanctified me. Why do we hunger to be like this world? We want to do everything like this world. We're not of this world. We're different. We are different. John wasn't supposed to touch alcohol. Samson wasn't supposed to touch alcohol. Now, why not? Because you have to be holy in the presence of God. And people don't want to live holy lives. People hate living holy. When the Spirit of God comes, He burns everything that's not of God out of you. And He changes you. Just my opinion. I've never seen families that drinks and drunk every weekend and if something good's come out of it. No, I've seen children destroyed, families being broken up. There's nothing good about alcohol, but there's something greater about the Spirit of truth. Come on, there's something greater. So pastoor, drink jy nie 'n wynkie nie? Nee! That is not wine. I was in a church one day, we were preaching and they gave communion. So the team had the communion and it was my turn and I saw somebody shout me. En ek hoor somebody behind me, kan ek nog 'n glasie kry asseblief? Asseblief, ek het so 'n bietjie min gehad. It was alcohol. Now imagine there's somebody that came out of an AA meeting om vry te kom en ek voer om drank. Is somebody listening to me? It's sin. It is sin. Do not be drunk with wine wherein there's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And He will make you bold. He will make you loud. I'm loud now. Do you hear me? He'll make you loud. He'll make you bold. When the Spirit of God comes to you, He changes you into another man. Het jy alkohol nodig om jou tyd te geniet nie? They said to me, the one day I heard somebody say to me, you're too young to serve God. Maybe you must go and enjoy your life first. And I thought to myself, broer, you've got no idea. Life is not life without the Master. You can never enjoy your life without Jesus. Come on, that's when you start to enjoy your life. Now what I've seen is the truth does two things. It offends and it sets free. People that's offended by this message will not be here Sunday coming. People that love the truth will fall this place because they're hungry. And just by the way, I want to say this, that Satan, hear me. We're living in a time where people are hungry for the truth. There's a remnant. I said there's a remnant that is hungry for the truth. Come on, I said there's a remnant hungry for the truth. There's a remnant hungry for the truth. You know, when they mixed, when Jesus was first on the cross, they mixed vinegar and wine together and they gave it to him. He refused it. because they wanted to numb his pain, but there was alcohol in it too. My Jesus wasn't a sinner. And everyone mocking, I rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke that spirit. I rebuke that mocking spirit right now. I said, I rebuke that mocking spirit now in Jesus' name. We'll not mock Christ in this house. This is his house. I said, this is his house. Hallelujah. I've said it to you last Sunday. If you weren't here, you missed out. I said, there's a reason why we have the presence of God here every single week. We maintain it with truth. We maintain it with truth. Come on, I said, we maintain it with truth. This is what we need. This generation's dying without God Almighty because we are hirelings. We want to tell people what they want to hear. I'm sick of it. Where's the people that's sick of it? Sick of negotiating the truth for people. Come on, who's sick of it? What I can tell you for sure, as I'm standing in front of you, the day will come where books will be opened. And every single one, old and young, will have to give accountability for your own life. In that day, whether you don't want to take responsibility or not, you will take responsibility for yourself. You'll never be able to say, Here, hierdie vrou, sit my alkoholiese maak hier. I saw a picture. Somebody shared. And the woman said to the husband, if you were my husband, I would have poisoned your coffee. The husband said, or the guy said to the lady, if you were my wife, I would have drank it. Hallelujah. But when we get to him one day, we're not going to say, here, here, fro. You're going to have to stand for yourself. And you know, the Bible says it's better that you didn't know that you know. Now that you know, oh, that's a different ball game. Come on, that's a different ball game. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. The Bible says, be holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. And you can say, well, so I'm going to get it. Okay, that's fine. Still a million, not 2 million. 2 million is worth doing. Who rearrange with one, not 20. 2 is to fill. No, come on, saints of God. It's even light or gray. We're not part of gray. We are in the light. Yeah. Truth is truth. Yeah. I said, truth is truth. There are not many people close to me who are alcoholics and they're completely free. Amen. Completely free. Amen. Because suddenly there's a light that went on. That the wine that I need is the new wine, the spirit of truth that will come. And when I get filled with him constantly, come on, I've got joy that springs up like a well. Up bold as a... And now I just have to throw this in. You never have to prove the truth. You have never have to defend the lion. You know what you do with a lion? You let a lion go, he'll defend himself. Amen. Amen? You never have to prove the truth. Now, do you know what? I promise you. I promise you. You will hear. Pastor Vessel approves alcohol. You'll hear it. I just say to you, it's sin. But because Satan hates me, he'll say, did you hear? He'll go, I kerk, hulle syp. I have this with families. I sit with families constantly that wants to divorce. Then I say, it's not God. God doesn't want you to divorce. God loves families and God wants to restore. And you know what they say? Die kerk, that means a sky. Promise you. Promise you. You wear something nice and people come to you. And this is no jokes. Woody, brought with me. What's a new sect to begin? What's hiding up your boss? It's a ou blommetjie, Tannie. Wat doen hy daar? Moeder tannie. Ja, ek sien al julle pastore dra reg goed. Is daar 'n klik? Is daar 'n wat? I promise you, no jokes. The types of rings people wear, it's the pastor's fault. It's the pastor's fault. People wear rubber rings and then the church is a sect because the pastor says your church needs to wear rubber rings. Kan asseblief die rubber klank net julle hand opsteek vir my dat ek dit sien hulle sien. Os. Hallelujah. You will be hated because of truth. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. I want to tell you something. I'm a young preacher, but I preach like an old man. I like that old time, they say old time religion, that's not what I want to say. But I like the old way, how they still preach the holiness. You know when William J. Seymour in Azusa Street, who knows that story, where the revival broke out for months and months and the power of God shook that place. You know why? Because William J. Seymour took a stand of holiness. And because of holiness, God did the rest of the work. Amen. Somebody hear me. A.A. Allen, when A.A. Allen, before he was used by God, God gave him 13 steps that he said, you have to leave this, you have to leave this, you have to leave this. And when you leave all these things, I'll start to use you. William Branham walked along a road and an angel appeared to him out of a tree and said, God says, let no drink come close to your mouth. God will start to use you supernaturally. Signs, wonders, and miracles will happen. You will even be able to prophesy to people what they are thinking. Now, I don't know. I don't need to. We're not speaking about the Branhamites movement. That's not William Branham. That's people that takes it over the top. William Branham, in his peak, was used by God, by the power of God. It's not like today's churches. Come on, those guys were filled with the power. Lightning struck a guy outside of William Branham's tent. He walked outside, laid his hands on him, and said, raise in Jesus' name. And this guy's alive. Went back in, preached the gospel. This is what we need. We need men of truth that will stand up and say, it's enough that Satan has stolen from you. Be filled with the Spirit continuously. Continuously. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now somebody asked me the other day, if you have people that drink in your church, are they welcome? Absolutely. Yes. I don't care how you look, the color of your skin, yes, the car you drive, the house you stay in, you are welcome here. Yes. So they somebody in the Kring for the supporters know, we, by the blood of Jesus, see them changed week after week. Yes. Now, I was in a meeting, I'm done, I'm going to finish. I was in a meeting where a hobo came out. Hobo, I don't like that word. What's that word? A homeless guy. But this guy reeked like a bottle store. He came out, and this guy was dirty, and he was stinking, and he came out, and he wanted prayer. But the whole church is like, I opened him. Oh, hello. Mwah. No. Welcome him. God is going to do something for you today, sir. And this guy came out and he's crying. He said he had R1,500 on his name. That's it. He says that's what he got collecting everywhere. He says, but God said I must come and show it today. This guy's drunk. Now I'm thinking to myself, is it the alcohol speaking? And I said, sir, we don't want your money here. I just want to pray for you that God will restore you. And he says, no, you take my money. My money is as good as anybody else's. And I thought to myself, I want to give him the money. You know, he needs it. And as I started praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He says, you're robbing this man of his blessing. There's people in the church that had more, that didn't give as much as him. And he said, just take my money, please. I just want to sow this unto God, but he's reeking. So I said, sir, we're going to take your money and put it in the offering. And I said, Father, I pray it'll restore all things. The next day, he came back to the church in a suit, with a bag, an octatus, suited up, restored in 24 hours. In 24 hours. He said, I didn't put my mouth on. And you know what? God restored everything in his life. His house came back. His wife came back. His job came back. God restored everything. You see, Satan is in destruction. He came to destruct people's life. When we are drunk besides ourselves, it's a demon that takes over. Amen? It's a demon that takes over. That's exactly what it is. It's a demon that takes over. And this is why we have the authority to cast those things out. And say the only person that needs to control you, and he doesn't even control you, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is, listen, Satan has got no power over the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit even does not control people. But when Satan comes in, he controls you. Amen, somebody? Who's excited about what Jesus is doing? I just want to say this. Every tongue that rises up against you and your family, every lying spirit, come on, I'm speaking to you because of the gospel's sake. Every lying spirit, every spirit sent from the pit of hell to kill your destiny, to destroy you, to make you miserable. Come on, every alkaloos skinder tong that come against you, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I declare your enemies will become his enemies. Those who curse you, God will curse. Come on, and those who bless you, God will bless. Is somebody listening to me in this house right now? I said, is somebody listening to me right now? Every opposing spirit, come on, every attack on your life, I break it in the name of Jesus. No more. No more. I want you to shout no more. And when the attacks come, what do? You increase. You increase. You do more and you do more and you do more and you do more. Come on. What do? You increase. You do more. Because you're filled of the Spirit and power. The oil, authority, the wine, joy, and boldness. My God. The cloud, His glory. The fire, His power. The water, He's the living water. Come on, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will bring life to your desert. I want you to jump to your feet right now across this place. You know, offense is the biggest enemy to the presence of God. The biggest enemy. Jesus said in the last days, people will be offended. They'll be offended because of truth. Do not be offended this morning. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. If you struggle with alcohol, God loves you. He doesn't like the sin. He likes you. He loves you. Lift your hands, would you? It's not just people with alcohol. Maybe you've got something else that you struggle with. You cheat, you lie, you steal. One sin is not worse than the other. I'm just here to tell you, sin is sin. And we need the Holy Spirit to bring us joy. The oil of joy. Because in this world, the Bible says, in this world you'll have many sorrows. And He says, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The joy that you have, the world has not given it to you. And the world cannot take it away. Now I want to ask you, who's hungry for a move of God? Come on, who wants God just to touch your life right now? Who wants the Holy Ghost just to move in this house right now? So Spirit of God, come and lift your hands. You are so welcome in this place. We welcome you right now. We say thank you so much for the truth. Thank you that truth will set people free right now. Listen, just as every eye is closed, every hand lifted. I love you, but I can never negotiate with the truth. We can never negotiate with the truth. We need a remnant of people. It will say, this is where I'm drawing a line. I'm going to be filled with the Spirit continuously. This is what I need. I need His joy. You see, it's not about you. It's not about you. The world is so big, it doesn't revolve around us. We live and we move because of Him. Everything is because of Him. Everything consists because of Him. So let's put our emphasis on Him. And just by the way, every eye is closed. If somebody tells you, do not do this, and they are doing something that you want, in other words, you want the healing anointing, and you see somebody walking in the healing anointing, and you want it, do what they tell you to do. They do something that you do not do. Don't take offense and listen. Holiness draws His presence. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, there's pleasures evermore. The righteous is as bold as a lion. So come on, as every hand is lifted. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. There's people here to my right, in the back, you're hungry for God. He's going to touch you. Come across this house. He's here. Can we get some volume on the keyboard, please? Come on, can we start to pray? Come on, pray, pray, pray. As Paul says, pray continuously in the Spirit.